If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast about navigating the chaos of life under our wet sun. I'm your host, John Warren, alongside my two best friends, Nikki Grayson and LB Hung Tears. On the sticks, Jordan Mallory.
It sounds like I'm on a radio show now. Like,
are we on the radio terrestrial show?
Please turn down the radio.
Oh,
you cannot
sorry,
hear yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to turn the dials. Okay, so thank you. My car is completely silent now.
Great. I hear you wanted me to play Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is that correct?
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that at all. I wanted to hear
Brains 2 by Green Day.
No, I don't.
Which one's that?
How does that one go?
I don't remember, actually.
Caller?
You can sing Brains 2 by Green Day. We will give you a sticker.
Like, is that the one that's like da 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 da? I think that's it.
Anyway. Have either of you won anything from the radio?
Never.
Yeah. Now John, the trouble trying to sleep. Yeah, that's the one.
They did love to play that on the radio when I listened to the radio.
I know. That's why they played 94.5 The Edge played Brains 2 and Under the Bridge a lot. Under the Bridge is the song. I think I've told the story on the podcast before. Under the Bridge is the song I called in and requested once when I got home from school. I was 9 and I called The Edge, and that 32-year-old guy that was DJing that afternoon was like, "We already played that 10 minutes ago, you asshole." And he hung up the phone.
But you were a little boy.
Like, I was a little boy.
Hello, Mr. Radio.
I was a little boy.
Can you please play my favorite song? Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
I'm just a baby.
That's cruel. Yeah. John, I would have played it for you.
I would have too.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to call them back a few years later when Depeche Mode released that new album in, like, I want to say 2001. And they released a song called Dream On, and that same radio station, I'm not kidding, played Dream On by Depeche Mode roughly 3 times an hour for 4 weeks, I want to say. It was crazy.
That's money.
It was
what was your plan then as 12-year-old John?
To call them back and say, "You did me a trauma when I was just a child."
Did me a trauma.
acting like it was impossible for you to play hit song Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers twice within an hour. And yet you've played a mid Depeche Mode song 100 million times in the past month. And then they
lonely
did the same
as
thing.
I am. I was waiting for you to finish, and I was going to do it's Under great, the Bridge, but then you kept talking, and I fucked it up.
I don't ever want to be.
You don't ever want to feel like you did that day.
That song.
Yeah, that one. Anyway, I really liked that song when I was a kid.
I was in
I'm sorry
third
they took
grade
it away from you.
Once.
You were in third grade once?
That's huge. For like a whole school year, actually. Wow. For a whole school year, I was in third grade.
Wow.
But one day we like watched some like KCT, like some PBS thing, and then my teacher had taped off a TV. And like at one point it just cut.
Wow.
And became Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow, yeah.
Because someone in her house had taped over the video. Under the Bridge. They're like, I love this Red Hot Chili Peppers song. I gotta tape the video off TV.
That's kind of great.
Was and that then a she frequent got occurrence? Really, like getting stuff taped over?
Oh, yeah.
Like that? In a way where it was like impossible to tell
what was happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. The number of like my mom's foreign films that just became Animaniacs sometimes. Because some asshole kept doing that to her, like rare, hard to get foreign films. Yeah.
Damn. Something like there were VHS tapes that I'm gutted that I either don't know where they are anymore, or like I'm sure that my parents or I got rid of them, that like the number of times I taped over the entirety of them that now they've become, now they've become these things where, like, if you started it, you'd get like 2 seconds of Home Improvement, like three seconds of a Monday Night Football game. Then it's Sunday Night Heat hosted by Shane McMahon. And then it's like, a movie. And it's like that. We missed that. That should come back. So
bring it back.
Yeah. Bring it back.
My grandma never didn't believe in buying tapes because you could just tape things off of TV. So it was a waste of money. And she also didn't believe, like, she didn't believe in video rental memberships for the same reason. So she had like a huge catalog of tapes. And I think if there was a period of time where we'd go over to her house like every Friday night for Shabbat dinner and then we'd watch a movie afterwards. And there was one week where there had been like a Bette Davis marathon on Turner Classic Movies. And so she taped some crazy, you know, twisting, turning melodrama with twins and betrayal and da-da-da-da-da. And we're like, at the end of the movie where like all the twists and turns are about to come out and you're going to find out that one twin betrayed the other twin and what it all means and which twin is the man going to choose. And then it cuts and becomes like an episode of Falcon Crest, which was like a soap, like an 80s soap in the tradition of like a Dallas or a Dynasty. Mm. It just became Falcon Crest. That's and we're incredible. All looking at her and she's like, well, you get the idea. And this would happen like all the time. This happens a lot.
That's kind of great.
That's a really great resolution. You get it.
You get it. I have no idea what happens at the end of that. Like, and it was not a great movie, but like by the end, it was like getting kind of exciting. And we were all like, no, what's going to happen? Like, it was really Oh my God, grandma.
I was scrolling TikTok, which won't exist this time next week.
That's crazy, really? Huh? Yeah.
They passed that bill.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't
For real?
Know.
TikTok banned?
The House says it's banned.
The House says banned.
Yeah, no Senate.
It's probably I don't think it's gonna happen actually, but there, you know, there's this Austin Butler clip going around where someone asked him, like, what was your favorite movie as a kid? He's like, oh, I'm gonna have to say Good, Bad, the Ugly. And a lot of people are making fun of him, but like
that's a guy that watched movies.
Not only was that a guy that watched movies, but a lot of people also brought up this point that kids who grew up in a certain era just had TV that was like, oh, so the TV is on. There is a movie playing.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit and watch the movie. And
whatever
it's like,
it is.
Whatever the fuck it is, I'm just going to sit here and watch it and like... it is kind of nuts that we're losing that to a pretty, I think there are curious kids that go out and seek things because so many things are just available. But at the same time, there was a lot that was exposed to me via fucking accident, basically. And a lot of that stuff stuck with me. So I was like, that's a pretty salient point. I feel like
I saw the end of the Tommy movie.
Oh.
On TV at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Once because I was going through the channels and then all of a sudden the lady from Bye Bye Birdie was covered in beans. And I'm like, what is this?
Okay.
I hate it when that happens.
Were you raising your hand as if you were going to ask a...
No, sorry. I was moving my hand over here.
Oh, you're moving your arm like a human? Like a human, Nikki?
Sorry.
I mean, in fairness, it didn't really look like Nikki was just moving their arm. It looked like
it did look like they were doing the wave.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have to say, though, you do get exposed, like the olden times, you did get exposed to weird, like cool movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But actually, also, the amount of just like mindless infomercials I watched.
Sure.
Well, they still do that now.
It's still on TV.
But there's also something really important that's now, I think, completely dead. And that was the not super late night, before midnight, around midnight softcore stuff that was happening. Because David Duchovny just used to be on a softcore pornography program. Like, Matt LeBlanc was on a softcore pornography program.
What program?
The Red Shoe Diaries.
Oh, I've never watched that.
And it's
what was it about?
It was
sex.
It was basically about like some dude that like gets letters from people, and they're all like scenarios. Like, my boss made me stay late, and he fucked me. You know, like stuff like that.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, Penthouse Letters, but on TV. That's right, Jordo. It's like, and that's gone. Like, that's gone. That's like that. That's completely gone.
Now there's no way to watch. There's no way to be horny.
No. But what I'm saying is that there's no intersection of horny and mainstream. Do you know what I mean? There really isn't.
But the kids don't want to see sex.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't want to see sex anymore.
Also, it's like when you have internet, like you have to like dodge and weave and like parkour to avoid the sex.
Yeah, you do have to. You have to avoid.
Whereas when we were kids, like finding sex to look at was like that was like stumbling upon a treasure.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Now it's like you have to. Yeah, you've got to dodge all the sex that's flying at you.
Right.
They'll give everywhere. It to anybody. Barley, I'm about to birth a child.
Hello? Barley.
Wow. Barley.
What a great animal. She was napping.
Yeah.
She was napping. And then all this podcasting woke her up and got her excited to get up and start her own podcast. That's right. We'd like you to introduce you to the spinoff podcast of If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes. It's If You're a Dog, Start a Podcast, starring Barley.
Say something funny. Say something funny.
She's like, get this out of my face.
Do something funny.
When y'all try to take pictures of your dogs, do they behave or are they weird?
No, this bitch knows that there's a camera in front of her.
It's so weird.
She will stop doing the cute thing that she was doing and she'll be like.
It's so weird because I can pick up my phone and not be paying attention to the dog and be doing something on my phone. But like I can then see the dog doing something cute and then turn my camera on.
Yeah.
And the dog can smell it or something and be like,
it's fucked up.
I'm being observed now. It's like, what is that? That's crazy.
What do they know? Maybe they can hear the camera.
Maybe so. Maybe they can hear the little components of the iPhone.
Skill issue, honestly.
What?
Wow.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Skill issue.
I'll check out the chat. Look at what I've dropped in there.
I have no photos of my dog is the thing.
You have no photos of your dog?
Rafifi loves being cute in front of camera. That's not true.
Loves it.
Nikki, you have so many pictures of your dog.
Yeah, I have a lot of pictures of
dog. I mean, I have a lot of pictures of dog, but I would say it's a chore, basically, to get him to cooperate. Or Raisinette. Like, Raisinette is actually
she's a psycho.
Much worse. Like, much
impossible.
Worse.
Impossible to photograph.
Crazy that Raisinette gets like she does. Ravioli won't sit still.
Well, he's a baby.
He's just a baby.
Rafifi will pose for photo.
Yeah, Rafifi will pose for photo. Rafifi is
she's great at it. She's a model. She's a supermodel.
Here are the only two dogs, two photos recently of the dogs kind of cooperate.
Those are great photos, and I've seen both of them.
Yeah, they're both good. But it's like, that's rare. You know, it's just a rarity. See, that's a good photo of, Listen, we're describing a lot of JPEGs.
Okay, let's describe these JPEGs.
Starting from the top. But they'll also show up in the post. Don't worry.
Let's describe them. Photo one is Rafifi being cute with two toys. Photo two is Rafifi looking cutely up at the camera because she's asleep. Photo three is Rafifi sparkling her eyes and smiling delightedly because Robbie is out of frame watching television near
this,
her.
This dog was just handed an apple by Link outside of a stable. Like, this is like the happiest dog I've ever seen.
She just does that. Like, she'll just look at Robbie when he's sitting watching TV and she'll be like, this rules, this fucking, let's go, let's go, Robbie's sitting watching TV and Albie's in the same room. We're all sitting together. Holy shit, this fucking rocks. Like, she gets so amped. And she loves it. Yeah. Okay. Next picture is Barlene underneath a blanket, kind of appearing under it like she's being born and yawning.
Oh, so cute.
It was so Nikki Hand petting her with either a gold nail or like a like they're kind of a green, greenish gold nail.
They're green iridescent.
Very nice. Very nice. It
appears that Nikki is trying to get Spider-Man stuff to come out of their wrist on Barley's chest.
On Barley. Yes. That's my goal.
And then we've got Raisinette begging on a kitchen mat.
That's where she stands, where she watches me prepare her dinner every night. She just sits on that thing and just watches me prepare.
Hello, Father.
She says hello. It's very
hello,
cute.
Father. And then Ziggy turning and looking around sassy. I'm sorry, not Ravioli. Ziggy. I'm so sorry. Ravioli. No, it's okay.
If that was Ziggy, then this would be a really, really strange.
be crazy. Also, he did not. Could never get him to pose for photos.
Oh, Ziggy was terrible at that, too. Awful. And it's like, he was so chill. So when I'd pull out my camera, I'm like, who the fuck are you kidding? Like, you have no energy and you're going to sit here and act like you're too good for this.
He's the Greta Garbo. The Greta Garbo of dogs.
Yeah.
Like, chill, but like, don't fucking look. No, don't look at me.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Greta Garbo later in her life, there are no photos of her when she's old because paparazzi would try to take her picture and she would just hold anything up in front of her face because she hated them.
Smart.
Ravioli's looking over his shoulder, kind of sassy. How's his balls that he doesn't have?
His scrotum is healed. The day they brought him home, it really did look like a freeze-dried raspberry. Like, tough. So just like very, 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 very red and very, very big. And we were concerned, but it now looks like just a ball, a sack, which is... You know.
See, I thought they took the whole sack.
They definitely take some of it. Yes. Yeah. It's not like a big loose, like flap.
Well, they need to leave some of it, Nikki, because that's where you put the nudicles in.
That is where you put the nudicles in.
So John can go back.
I can get back.
Yeah. Why didn't you get the nudicles? Re-opened?
Well, this is a smoke-free environment, crucially. So, that's the only reason, you know.
It would fundamentally change the way your dog smelled.
Yeah.
Forever. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if your dog just smells like smoke forever.
It is funny. Like, Anne definitely kind of personifies our animals. I feel like more than I do. And like, you know, attribute some emotions to them that I'm not sure that they have. But I will say, I think when you ask questions to the vets about like, hey, like, how does this change? Because between the two of us, we have only spayed or neutered one animal before. They've all come pre-neutered or spayed to us. And so we had Raisinette, but we like the first year of Raisinette, honestly, is this black hole. We don't remember most of it. It's so weird. And so we don't really remember what we went through. We just like asked the question, like, this does affect them some way, right? Because it's like,
not horny anymore.
Yeah, they're like, you've removed this like hormonal part of them. And they kind of act like it's like rude to ask that to me. Like at least our vet did, which kind of like, it was kind of this like hand wavy, like you're going to get this done because it's better for, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. We're fine with doing it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of him pissing on everything as like a bit. I'm tired of him like humping me when he gets excited. Like I'm tired of these things. We don't want to have more kids. We're fine. But you know, we're just curious and they're just kind of acted like we were assholes for asking. And I'm like, sorry. I'm just curious about
it. Don't ask questions.
I guess I won't.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. I don't know. Maybe we should
get a new vet. She's asleep again.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you should get a new vet.
I feel like
a nice vet is great.
A new dentist and a new vet is probably what I need.
My vet that played Coldplay?
Yeah.
At me?
Did you get your free coffee?
Or no, because I don't take my mask off in that fucking place because I'm sure a lot of those people are, like, I'm sure a lot of that clientele is massively irresponsible about COVID. So my mouth does not taste the air of that place. We go to like we go to Modern Animal, Nikki and I. I go there because of Nikki. And what I do like about it is you just pay a membership fee and then you can text them 24 hours a day with your crazy health questions.
Yeah.
And you can go and be like, look at my dog. And if you don't do anything other than that, it's free.
It's free. Yeah. As long as they do nothing but look at the dog, they're like, oh, cool dog.
Yeah. And they can be like, you might want to do this. Do you want to do this? It's going to be $1 billion. And then you can say no.
Thank you. I will not do this. I have a friend that's a vet. An old friend.
Go to your friend.
His name
Go
is
to
Matt. Your friend. Well, I can't, like, if we lived in Dallas, we would.
We moved to Dallas. What are you doing?
We might.
Walk to Dallas.
But like.
Walk to Dallas.
He's also someone that like, and this is almost becoming a goof at this point, but I just kind of mix it up. I'll just send him our concerns in picture form with no context. He is, in fact, here. I will go into my chat with Matt Charney. I'm just gonna show the chat some of the photos that I've sent him.
Gross. That's gross. I bet it's gonna be gross. Is it gonna be gross, John?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna actually show him. I don't know why I said I would do that.
It's like when you offered to show us the thing that you removed from your sinuses the other
day.
I did, and I wanted to see that. You saw it, Nikki?
Oh yeah.
How was it?
Fucking crazy.
It was really gross.
It was so gross.
Can you describe it? No, don't show it to me, but do describe it.
It looked like part of John's brain came out. Like straight up.
I blew a quarter sized piece of snot out of my nose that was the texture of if you made Jell-O with not enough water in it.
Jordan's gonna pass away. We can't.
It was,
yeah, we gotta stop. It's so, no, John, stop. It's horrible. So gross. That's really gross.
Horrible. Anyway, so I've sent Matt a picture of Raisinette covered in hives, Ziggy's dick rash.
Perfect.
Here's one of their buttholes. I don't remember which. I think it's Raisinette's, but it's really up close. I've sent Matt a lot of pictures.
Did you ask him about how neutering affects raviol?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Well, why didn't you ask him?
Because I'm afraid that I've done something to offend the veterinary community. You know, I feel like I've done something.
Your friend so then, anymore? Have you Googled it?
Yeah. I've Googled it, but you know, I want to, you know, I'm interested in getting more than one answer than the internet.
Do you want me to text my vet?
Also, Google is so bad now that it's like,
Okay, what about Bing?
Like, Bing, that's a good.
Or I could just text my
vet. How does neutering affect a male dog?
Jordan asking, do you warn Matt before you send these? Crucially, no.
It's really bad if you do it at the wrong age, according to your purebredpuppy.com.
What's the wrong age?
That's for you to figure
that's
out.
That's for me to figure out.
That's the little puzzle.
I mean, whatever the answer is, it's too late. Can't put him for back sure. in.
Okay, this is an anti... This seems to is be it? Like an anti-neutering.
Yeah, right. I'm sure there's that.
There's probably that. Yeah,
I'm sure there's that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay, wait. How old is Raviol?
He's 10 months.
That's fine.
Okay.
You did it good.
We did it good. Okay. Good job.
Great job.
Thank you.
The task that you did yourself.
He's just going to have low T now is what it is. Now your dog has low T.
Wow.
Has
low T. Yeah. Soy boy.
That's what I'm going to start calling
it. It's also not going to get testicular cancer or prostate disease. I didn't know dog had prostate.
That would be fucking crazy if you still got testicular cancer after we removed
it. That would be nuts.
That would be crazy. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah,
they called you and sense. They were like, they got cancer in the trash balls. We put them in.
Damn.
Just developed it.
But yeah, no, he's doing good. He's doing good. Do 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 do. This week's episode is brought to you by Noodicles. If you need some steel balls and you need
the clean
smell of smoke in your dog's scrotum, go to Noodicles.com and get your Noodicles today. You can get them installed or pre-installed. You can get our...
Pre-installed.
Yes, we are now selling over at Noodicles. They're pre-installed on dogs. So you get the Noodicles and it comes with a dog. So that's an interesting...
I have a lot of questions about it. How much literature is there around this?
Around getting the dog with the balls pre-installed?
Correct, yeah.
How much literature is there?
Yeah,
there's an FAQ. Like, if you go to noodicles.com/pre-install-FAQ, you can find all the answers you need there.
It says here that you have to feed them to the pregnant dog in order for this to work. Is that correct?
Feed the noodicles or feed the pre-installed dog?
Feed the noodicles to the pregnant dog. I guess my question is just like, how does it get there? Yeah.
How does it get there? That is how it gets there. The pregnant dog.
Do they replace? Or are there four?
No, it's four. It's four. Yeah.
Does it only work if the father dog is a heavy smoker?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And playing poker.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, go to Noodicles.com and get your pre-installed Noodicles today. Also, you can support this podcast at patreon.com/ifyouredriving.com. We have two associate producers, Keith from California and Eric from Cleveland. Thank you both so much. We'll be back at the end of the show to tell you what you get with your prescription. Nope.
Yep.
Your subscription.
Your prescription.
No, your prescription.
You've been prescribed.
Take this MP3 to CVS, mm-hmm. and they'll give you something.
They will give
another
you
another MP3. The next episode.
All right, we're back.
Hello.
The world would probably be better if, like, when you wanted a new song, you had to go to a place to get it put on your phone. You know? Like, you have to walk into a store and, like, plug your phone into the little guy.
Like, the record store?
Yeah, but it was like, this is, like, the Spotify machine. And you, like, put your phone on it. And then you would be like, okay, give me the hits. And it would download the hits for you. And then you could, like, talk to people about music.
Like, the record store. What if you bought a physical copy of the music and they put it on your phone at the same time? So that they can never take it away from you.
Like when you get your phone. Yeah.
That would be wild if there was like one pretty stacked record label that just opened like 700 cafes in mm-hmm. the world. And you had to go to every single day. They get new songs, 10 new songs.
And the only way to consume an album.
And you just jack in.
Yeah.
And you get a latte or something. And that's where you talk about the new music.
Yeah.
Got to go every day.
This feels like what people thought the future was going to be like.
Yeah.
When they thought the future would have people hanging out together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In a space.
Right.
Yeah. What if there was a conversation pit in every Starbucks?
I would hate that. Imagine? And it would be full of piss.
Can you fucking imagine?
It would be full of piss.
So full of piss. Holy smokes. Like,
I got married at this conversation pit in Starbucks.
By the piss golem perform weddings.
There's no amount of like political or socioeconomic statement I'm making here, but I will say when my ex-spouse worked at Starbucks, I was privy to information about what would happen in that Starbucks bathroom.
Yeah, for sure.
That blew
stuff that's illegal.
My fucking mind.
Yeah. Really?
You can do anything in the Starbucks bathroom.
Absolutely fucking crazy. So, LB, you're exactly right. If there was a conversation pit in every Starbucks, it would be full of piss. It would be full of piss.
Starbucks bathroom is international waters. Full of piss?
Full of piss.
It would be pull of fist. Starbucks. Did you say the Starbucks bathroom
is like international waters? You can do anything you want.
Basically, do anything you want. Yeah,
that's true.
It's crazy because
there's no laws in there.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Mm.
sex.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
In the street.
Like outside?
Like in this fucking street outside. The number of used condoms and condom wrappers I see in the street when I go for walks.
So
what's going on here?
I think in the street where the cars go, probably nothing. Like where it's like a frequented road, probably nothing. On the sidewalk, sure, do whatever you want. You know, like as long as like.
Do you think people are fucking on the sidewalk?
I think Jordan was right. They're probably fucking in a parked car and throwing it out the window.
And then throwing it out of the window, yeah.
Or in between,
parked
cars.
Yeah, I think it's chill. But I think people like and want that.
They want
to fuck in the street.
To fuck in the street?
Fuck in the street? Should it be legal to be able to fuck in the street? What do we think?
On the whole, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about. Okay, we've got a debate. Debate time.
Play the debate music.
Yeah, debate music.
Play the debate music. Yeah, Jordo, I don't know what you think it should be.
It's probably just going to be
compose the debate music.
It's probably just
compose that real fast.
It'll probably just be dual debates again.
We have not gotten any updates on. Oh wait, we did get an update.
Oh wow,
we did.
Yes. Hold on, I need to log into our Gmail. It was a really old update and I never read it on the air.
Well, I hope the kids are okay.
Talk about do your sex debate.
Okay, so you say no.
Yeah. This is just like a pretend position I'm taking because I knew we were all going to say yes. So for the comedy podcast, I said no.
No. I believe you're a weird puritanical person now. So Go ahead. This is the debut of Nikki's beliefs, at least like in public. Like I've known about this for a while, folks.
Yeah, I've really known about to come out.
I've known about like this for a while that Nikki is really sex negative. So
sex negative. I just don't think that people should be allowed to fuck outside where God can see them.
So no fucking at Texas Stadium because God put a hole in the roof to watch his favorite football team.
Correct. You can't have sex anywhere. In front of a window?
So you think that people in windowless rooms are invisible from God?
Yeah. God. You can do anything in there. It's like
God
international waters.
From Bible?
Yeah.
From who create everything.
He can't see through ceilings. He has some respect.
They are pretty clear about what his abilities are.
See through walls is in his list of fucking powers, John.
Yeah. Omnipresence is pretty much in his job description. That's pretty much
on his
resume. That's
different, though. Being everywhere and seeing everything are two different things.
That makes no sense. So he could be everywhere, but some places he's just like, there are no windows in this room.
Okay, I feel like there's an invitation aspect, though, if you're outside or if there's a window, where you're like, God's invited.
Right.
Like, come on in, buddy.
Now, Jordan's right. God-fearing individuals have also invented soaking. So that's true. Some people do think God is really
stupid. Can someone... I actually don't know what soaking is.
What do you think it is?
Yeah.
Do you put a soft dick in someone?
And then what?
And then sit there.
So you're half right. You have to put a hard dick in
someone. You have to put a hard.
Because the soft one wouldn't work.
But you just chill. Yeah.
For
a soft one to work, it's like there's gotta be some other stuff happening.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's just smush it against there.
Mm-mm. You know?
That's just grinding, which I think you cannot do. Are you allowed to grind if you're Mormon, Jordan?
Do you know? Jordan's not a Mormon.
Why would Jordan
authority?
Know?
I don't know. He might know.
Why did you?
I don't know. Jordan might know. Thank you.
I know everything Nikki is right to ask me.
Earlier, that's I asked fair. Jordan. That's I gave fair. Jordan that's the fair. Small homework assignment. And I said, while y'all were talking about some old person, I don't know. I said, Jordan, if you have a big enough camera, could you take a picture of a CD and then copy it? Because I knew that Jordan would love that question and then go find me a science article about how to do it. And he was right. You can do it. It is possible. So, Jordan, were you able to find out if you're allowed to grind if you're Mormon? We'll come back to that.
But you
just sit in there for a while.
You do sit in there for a while.
And then, like, sometimes you can have people in the room with you, sitting on the bed, so that both of you move, because you neither of you can move. So, but if there's incidental movement, it's allowed.
And when I move, you move.
Just like that.
You're my friends. Instead of just like that.
Right.
You're my friends. Mm-hmm.
Because incidental movement is fine and allowed.
Incidental movement. That's okay. That's wild. Jordan, you can't hit Duel of the Fates now. We have a Darth Maul update that's kind of old. But still, I think, important and relevant. This is from February 8th. This is from Mike, who says, I saw him on the I-75 going to Jerry City.
Jerry City?
And here's some pictures. I don't know what that means. Maybe, does that mean Jersey City or Jerry City?
Jersey City, probably.
But check out this Darth Maul's Jeep.
Whoa. Wow. That's a cool Jeep. Wow.
So yeah, so let's see.
Well, that is cool. I guess no matter where these kids are, they're having a good time in this Jeep.
Yeah, it seems like they're chill. Maybe we should just let them live. Because honestly, who cares about him anymore? Frankly. like they've been out of my care for so long that at this point,
I'll tell you what, most cops forget about kids after this amount of time. So
that is true.
Who cares? Right. And like, there hasn't been like a big news story about like Darth Maul has been found with all these dead kids, right? So like,
yeah.
And remember that kid we talked to?
They seemed fine.
That kid seemed like he was doing great.
Yeah.
So I think like we can maybe write those ones off.
What if, hear me out, what if we hire Darth Maul?
And do you think he'll bring the kids back?
No.
To work at the school?
He's just, that's the school now. Is Darth Maul school.
Oh, it's Darth Maul.
He's the new principal.
So we just transfer ownership to him?
No. We still own it, so we still get the tuition payments.
Sorry.
Bless you. My cool idea made Nikki sneeze twice because it's so good. We maintain ownership, take the tuition payments, take a little off the top, send the rest to that kid who we met, mm-hmm. take back to Darth Maul. Darth Maul runs the school.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Less overhead. I've always been trying to figure out a way to open a school with less overhead.
I think one of my favorite things about this show is that we can be in the middle of a very lively conversation and then y'all can't hear it. But it's almost like Jordan poking his head in the room because he wrote, Mormons can't grind, like in the middle of our last conversation. Just is like,
he looked it up.
Like poking the door. Hey, Mormons can't grind.
He looked it up.
That's great. That's good to know. Sad for them.
But good for us.
Non-Mormons, yeah.
Well, anybody who's not a Mormon then can grind.
Well, I think some people still can't grind.
That's right. It's just Mormons that can't.
Only Mormons can't grind. Yeah, they like took on that on for us.
Thank you so much for
that's why they're the Latter-day Saints.
Oh.
Because their sacrifice is not grinding.
Oh.
And so because they don't grind, we can grind.
When I was a child, when I heard the Church of Latter-day Saints, I really thought it was like ladder day, like, some sort of like climbing up ladders to God kind of thing. So I did not know what that meant.
Do they have ladders in heaven, do you think? Or do you think you can just get up there? No,
I think you just kind of get up there.
Yeah.
I mean, you do need the ladders, though, to clear out the gutters.
Why can't you just...
Because you do want to have gutters that are nice and clean.
Well, yeah, but you could just...
Why would the gutters even get gross?
Because the leaves fall. Because are you saying that in your heaven there are no seasons? That you don't have a beautiful autumn?
I just don't think you have to deal with the leaves.
Fucking around. I don't believe in any of this.
So you're saying you don't think there are gutters in heaven?
Yeah. No, so you don't think there are gutters.
Well, I do think there are gutters in heaven, but I'll just say they're not the kind of gutters. Cum gutters. Cum gutters.
I think you should be able
vagina
to have
bones.
Sex. You should you should be able to have sex in the street.
So there's a guy who jacks off outside my window sometimes. And that I don't care for.
Because to me, here's the thing. Here's the thing that makes it, if it's about the fucking, then you can do it. If it's about other people.
You know what?
People,
if it was him and another person.
If it's about other people.
It would be okay. You're right.
Bringing you in, that's no good. That's no bueno. I don't want to be involved.
You're right.
I can observe it and go like, good for y'all. But if I observe it and he goes, eh, I'm like, no. You've brought me in now. I'm not into that.
You're right.
I have to be involved.
Right.
So if I looked out my window and I just saw two people fucking, they're together in the moment.
Yeah, they're together in the moment.
That's so different than looking out my window and seeing that guy.
And seeing the guy like
tugging on his dick.
Yeah, that's about other people. That's no thanks. I'm good.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Well,
it makes a lot of sense.
Good for you, everybody in North Hollywood, California, fucking in the street with condoms. Yeah. That's what you should be doing.
At least they're being safe, you know.
Jordo says I should spray that guy with a water hose. Oh,
that would make him come even harder. Are you kidding me?
Do you think I own a hose? Do you think I have a hose hookup?
You could get a fucking super soaker.
Listen to that fucking idea. Yeah. LB, open your window and say what a bad boy is and spray him with a hose. That'll get him to come less. Like, what are you talking about?
to be fair, like I am up a floor. Like, he's not directly looking into my window. I just like, but he is directly across from my window. Not right now, but when he jacks off, he does jack off directly across from my window down in the street.
And this is a normal occurrence?
It's about once a year. And then he gets arrested.
Once a year?
Once a year.
Oh, and then he gets arrested.
And then he gets arrested. Okay. And then he comes back a year later and jacks off again and gets arrested.
You got to have a routine.
Got to have a routine. But to be fair, it's not a lot. Like, he's not in the Starbucks.
That's huge. But that's just because there's no conversation pit.
That's so true. That is so true. Hey, where's Kate?
She's asleep.
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping, and it's fine.
You know what? You know what's really maddening about this thing, though, is that now, like the true crime girlies are out, and they're like, "Look, this was the same photo from a Vogue article, and it's not,
But like, some of them are doing good work.
It's just a different Photoshop job. Yeah, that's true. Some of them are uncovering some stuff. I don't know what's going on with that, but it is very funny that the royal family is like so bad at this. Like, whatever this is, they're so bad at it. It's crazy.
And maybe it is also like...
We shouldn't be that surprised because the queen was dead for like 18 months before they said anything.
For sure. But that was a good thing that they did. You know?
Why? Well, we all knew.
Like, yeah, but like, it didn't come out that she was dead.
Right.
Before, you know? Right. Like, there weren't pictures of her dead out on the outside. Yeah,
that's true.
I don't know. She's probably just in a hospital room somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's boring. Like, it's probably so boring. It would be so much better if they were just like, yeah, she's very sick.
Right.
But she's probably boring. Is that a fun answer?
Yeah. No, there's something fun about it.
Arm lengthening surgery.
I love arm lengthening
surgery. Yeah, that's fun.
She's like, what I want to be able to do is pick up the Legos my goddamn kids leave around the house without bending over. And then she could just like...
So now she has Wimby's arms.
She has Wimby arms.
I want to be able to clear out the gutters without having to climb one of those blasted ladders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did Kate get nudicles?
Maybe.
Nudicles.
But I feel like that's outpatient, though.
Yeah, that would probably be a pretty quick.
Wait. Did Kate get nudicles for a dog she's pregnant with?
Maybe she's pregnant with dog. How long is dog gestation?
You know,
dog gestation period.
I have no fucking idea.
58 to 68 days.
You could have put a gun to my head.
Yeah, I would have fucking died.
I would have absolutely not been able to tell you that.
I could have, like, reasonably could have said a year.
Did you say 60 days?
58 to 6...
You're telling me right now that
those fuckers are. Yeah.
Before I got Ravioli's balls taken out, I could have just like done a big old bingo turnaround with some rando dog we found.
Yeah.
You could have gotten 60 days. I could have gotten 60 days. But those,
they're just so thoroughly, thinking about it now, though, that, like, that makes sense because those fuckers aren't done when they come out.
They're not.
Well, neither are we.
Why we aren't, you're right. Like, no, I don't think any baby is.
We're the least on this done.
Scale and he's like, no. You come out with your skull fully formed. It's like, no.
It's not
and
soft
you
can, at all.
We can't walk. We can't, like, dog from come out to be able to do stuff, like adult dog.
A long time. And giraffe can come out and walk immediately. So
horse, deer, elephant.
A horse kind of giraffe.
Kind of giraffe.
Horse. Yeah, a horse is a kind of giraffe. Nope, giraffe, a horse is a kind of giraffe. Zebra is a kind of giraffe.
Which is a kind of horse.
Which is a kind of horse, but also a horse is a kind of giraffe. It's a little one of those.
Horse
which
is
came
a
first?
Kind of. I think giraffe is a kind of horse, not horse is a kind of giraffe.
Yeah, probably. I was just being
horse
silly.
Bigger. Horse.
No.
Not like physically, bigger. But like.
Huh?
But like.
Like, they are big. They have like more influence.
Ontologically,
they have more followers on Instagram.
Yeah, horse is big.
I don't know what ontologically means.
Like
I think that's what that word means.
Like you mean just important into the like the cultural progression.
Yeah, horse
of the
way
world.
More important than
sure.
Yeah,
sure. Did they ever try to get giraffe to do that? Like
to be horse?
Like, yeah. Like, did anyone be like?
I don't know.
Not only can I ride this one, it can like reach stuff high.
It can reach
on,
stuff
on shelf.
I mean, that's a great question. Domesticated giraffes.
This was not my finest Google search, folks.
Yeah, you said ontological and used. Oh, what can you do with a giraffe?
Well,
oh,
what can you do with a giraffe?
What can you do with a
what's
giraffe?
What's legal? What's legal? What can you do?
The first result is not good.
Oh,
it's got a good title. What to do with a giraffe? But unfortunately, the URL might give it away. AfricaHunting.com.
Oh, no.
On the taxidermy sub forum.
No.
I'm looking at a picture of a giraffe right now. There's not really anywhere to ride the giraffe.
Domesticated giraffe.
Because of the angles.
You couldn't sit on back of giraffe?
The angles don't work.
Well, you could get a saddle that kind of compensates, right?
Oh, this person's on a giraffe. Yeah. Oh, it's a Photoshop.
You hold on a neck like fireman pole, says Shorto.
Do you want to ride giraffes? Hairstyles corner for women.
Come on, ride a train that's a choo-choo. Did you say that you found Digland in
Oh, yeah. They've got Diggerland America now.
And it's in Texas?
It's in Dallas, yeah.
It's in Dallas?
Yeah, I think so.
We have to go. Dallas.
Digland.
What's it called?
Dallas.
Digland.
Dig World. Texas.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have to go. It's in Katy, Texas. We need to go.
That's not in Dallas. That's in That's in Houston.
Oh. Well.
We can see Lotus.
It's in Houston.
We can see Lotus. That's true.
H-Town. They've got Lego pickup. They've got pond fishing.
We absolutely have to do this.
We can have a birthday party.
Oh, yeah, you would need
there.
To like fly there, huh, John? That's far.
I mean, if I lived in Dallas, I would probably drive. But yeah, most folks would need to fly for this, obviously.
Yeah,
we visited Dig World twice with our 81-year-old mom that loves playing with and driving around in the equipment.
The whole team is excellent.
Very helpful, flexible.
This. Where are you reading this?
This is just at the bottom.
It's located next to the Bass Pro Shops in Katy.
Huge. So you get two birds, one stone.
What to bring? Reusable water bottle. Comfortable shoes. Dress for the weather. Sun protection. Camera to capture the memories. And excitement to start digging. Sorry, I got
that. Yeah, I was going to say, is there anything that I like needed to bring attitude wise? But they.
Yeah, you, that, so excitement. Yeah, excitement. You can get Dippin' Dots on site.
Fucking gross.
ADA compliant.
ADA compliant. Absolutely. All staff members are trained in accommodating Dig World attractions. That's amazing.
Do I get to build whatever I want?
Build whatever you want. That's a really good question.
Events and parties, events and parties. Corporate.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Corporation.
It's only $100 a person. Or I mean, if we say we're a field trip and we go with the school, it's $15 a person.
We could do a birthday party. That's $375 for up to 23 guests.
Holy shit. That's Drivey Fest.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
That's what it says.
Sorry.
That's what it says.
$375 for a 23 person party.
That's what it says. I'm just reading what it says.
We need to go and do this.
Crazy. How do they make money on that?
Look how much $375 divided by
$16 a head.
Yeah, let's see.
Fun they're having. Kids, they have construction themed plates.
And Powerade.
All right, let's just say.
And I can bring my own stuff.
Let's say April 27th. I can't make it. That's fine. I'm just picking a day.
I'm not available that day.
Okay, we can't do it that day anyway.
I don't understand how they make money on $375 for 23.
I don't
maybe
either.
It's
I
mean, so much fun.
That they just want people in there because if you try to add one other person on, it's $25.
Also, probably it's the event they're expecting children. So for like 23 children, 23 little kids, that's not like they get tired.
Oh, yeah. How long is it? Let's see. The options for start times are 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.
I don't understand this. I've attempted to book a party.
That's what I'm doing right now.
It doesn't work.
Bad website. So fuck you, yeah, Dig World. Website.
We're going to have to figure something out.
Oh, let's see what's in the waiver, though.
But they've got skid steers, cat mini excavators.
I'm just selecting September 11th.
Okay, sure.
Party time. No available times are found on September 11th.
Yeah, because they don't want people. Closed. They don't want people building Lego towers and knocking them over with giant cat vehicles.
Yeah, most people probably don't hit that max person count. You're right, Jordo.
Cone mining, pond fishing. You could basically just use a plastic
annual frame. Pass.
Yeah, there are annual passes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put in information so I can fill out the waiver. My phone number of 666-666-666 didn't work.
I think
201-555.
I understand why so much of this is geared toward kids, but it's like,
oh wait, there is. Oh no, this is just directions. Sorry,
like,
go ahead.
So much of this is just like get drunk and
operate heavy machinery.
Operate heavy machinery, yeah.
Yeah, can you get drunk here or no?
Oh, great question.
No outside food or beverages.
We'll have to sneak in the alcohol. Actually, we probably shouldn't get drunk and operate these machines. We should get drunk after.
I mean, I guess not. Whatever.
Oh, you know why, John, we couldn't
whatever.
Book is because they're closed. They have the wildest hours.
Oh, they do have wild
they're
hours.
Only open on weekdays, but in that selector thing that we could have picked, they were letting us select.
I see.
They're only open weekends, but they were letting us select weekdays, which is why I think it was not working.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
But they're open tomorrow because it's the start of spring break.
Okay.
From 9 to 3.
Looks really fun.
Can adults come to Dig World without kids? Yes.
Yes. Nikki, mic position. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
This looks really fun. So I bet if we do this Vegas one, we can drink though. What is it? Las Vegas.
They'll let you do whatever you want in Las Vegas.
Digging. Yeah. Dig this.
You could dig a grave. You could go in and say, I have this body I would like to bury here.
Yeah.
And they would legally have to say, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Which machine do you want?
They'd be like, where did you get it? And you just say, I don't know. And then they can't, they legally can't ask you anymore. Legally can't ask
you anymore. Because they only get one. It's like, they only get one.
Yep.
So as long as you say no.
The Vegas ones are expensive.
Can I tell you all about a dream? But they do have bar
service.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about your dream.
They made you breathalyze before you got on the fucking.
I mean, I can pretty easily imagine. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. What if they? Yeah. Last night I had a dream that I was watching a TikTok, and in it, it was these two guys. It was like one of those like advertisements for a product, and in it was like, it started out and it was like, now yes, this toothpaste will make you bleed, and then it cut to like, these people. brushing their teeth and there being like a lot of foam, but then their gums were bleeding. And then it cut back to the guys, and the guys were like, this means it's working. We're revealing more of your teeth so that they can stay stronger longer. And then that was the entirety of the advertisement. And I woke up and I couldn't remember if it was a real thing I had seen or if it was a dream. And I guess in retrospect, I still don't know, but I do think it was a dream. Does it? What does it mean, do you think?
Where's our dream interpretation site?
Oh, yeah. What was that site?
Because very clearly, I need to be very clear. My teeth weren't bleeding. It was right. The people inside, and they were all happy about it. Okay. They were all really amped about it because their teeth were getting cleaner because they were revealing more of their teeth. Because that's what the toothpaste did.
I'm going to ask Chad.
It made
Chad.
Your teeth bigger. Yeah, ask Chad, please.
I had a dream. Can you interpret
Zoomer stress
it
dream.
For
teeth
me?
Dreams are always stress dreams. I've never been stressed in my life, Jordan. So
I don't think know that's true.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
When I think of someone that is stressed, I've never thought about
not one Mickey. Time.
Not once.
Not one time. And nothing even in the last 48 hours has been stressful to me. So, like, even there, I don't really see it. Sorry, you know?
Okay. Seeing an advertisement for toothpaste that makes people's gums bleed could symbolize a feeling of discomfort or unease in a situation where something is being promoted as beneficial or desirable, but it actually has negative consequences. This could represent a concern or anxiety about something in your waking life that appears attractive or appealing on the surface, but may actually have harmful effects or hidden drawbacks. And then there's a bunch of other things. Oh, the fact that you saw this advertisement on TikTok, a platform known for short attention-grabbing videos, could symbolize a fleeting or superficial aspect of your social media consumption. Oh, it might suggest a need to be cautious about the information or influences you encounter online.
Oh my.
That's actually a pretty good job.
That's helpful.
Chad, you did a pretty good job. Yeah.
Thanks, Chad.
I mean, you probably saw a bunch of really, like, probably saw videos for, like, shitty products on TikTok. And your brain was like, this is what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually. Yeah. Is like that. Have you seen the one for the green powder that makes your dog's teeth white?
No. What does that one do?
Apparently, it makes your dogs incredibly sick.
Oh. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put any powders into Barley's mouth that I don't get from the hospital.
Or from a dealer.
Or from a dealer, yeah. Barley, yeah. When Barley's on her way out, I'll get her a little bit of cocaine and rub it on her gums. so she can know what the thrill is like, you know? Be like, have a little fun, you know?
Little thrill.
Can dog do cocaine?
No, she's too small.
Too small.
Just a little.
Maybe a big dog might be able. You know, once Robbie thought that Rafifi ate cocaine?
From like the street?
From the street, yeah.
Home?
From the street.
Don't
I mean,
do
like,
that.
That's a completely plausible thing. That's so plausible. Yeah.
Not to be like, not to scare you about the
I don't think that people are just leaving cocaine in the street.
I've seen so many bags of mystery powders on the ground in my life.
Yeah, not my neighborhood.
Walking my dog. Oh,
not
okay.
No one is leaving.
Your freaking neighborhood.
Yeah, no, people in my neighborhood,
they only jack off in the they don't leave
no,
their drugs
they do
drugs.
They just want their drugs and they aren't going to let
they're
you
not leaving them on the floor.
They're not leaving them around.
In Providence, like, depending on which direction I would walk, I would see bags of drugs very frequently.
I see people in my neighborhood regularly pick up like cigarette butts and smoke the last little pieces of them.
Whoa.
No one is ignoring a bag of cocaine on the
yummy
floor, on the street.
Damn, floor cigarette, huh?
Floor cigarette. Oh, yeah, floor cigarette. You've done that, but you're not proud of it, but you've done it, says Jordo.
I've never done it. I never did it. Not that.
I don't
think I've never smoked a cigarette.
I used to smoke a lot. I've never smoked a cigarette.
I've hit one of those
vapes?
Tobacco vapes. Lucas? But like the ones that the girlies have that like look like candy ice cream bars. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
Oh, what? Yeah, they look like
they're little square guys, and it looks like an AirPods case, except it has a mouthpiece on it.
Yeah.
Oh wait, they literally had vapes that looked like candies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made me feel crazy. Like I felt so good for about 18
seconds.
Are they
banned?
No, you can defo still buy these because I saw one the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of drug in them. And they taste like juice.
Do you remember Joe Camel? That was the best way that anyone ever advertised cigarettes to kids.
Oh, these ones are banned, LB. These ones are sure banned. Let me see if I can find the one that I was looking at.
There's no way you could still get those.
Did I ever ask you what brand of cigarettes you smoked when you smoked? Did I ever ask?
Yeah, Virginia Slims.
Camel Wides. And Camel Lights. Yeah, because Camel is cool. And why is Camel cool? Yeah, it's Joe Cool. Because of Joe Camel.
Because of Joe Camel.
Yeah, no, permanently ingrained in my mind is that Camels are a cool cigarette. I didn't smoke Camels, but anytime I was socially anxious and needed to buy and like didn't and had to buy more cigarettes and was like, oh, I have to look cool, I'll buy Camels. Juicy Bars. These, I have seen these. Yeah, they do just look like little Instagram smoothies. Yeah,
that's the one I'm talking about.
They look like
they have
skincare inside.
Yeah, they do. They are for TikTok and Instagram for kids,
but they don't want kids to buy them.
They don't have skincare inside.
They have reverse skincare inside.
I was very much it was so weird. I grew up with two smokers in my house. They smoked Merits and I think, what did my mom smoke? I could just ask her because she still smokes and thinks I don't know. She believes she is getting away with it. Like she thinks I don't know, but I will hear her smoke because smoking makes a noise.
I think it
makes a little like a high pitched little whistly thing as the air whooshes through the, oh, my camera died. And she doesn't know that. Anyway, I can't remember what.
Also, normally in conversation, people don't just suddenly go.
No, they don't.
There's a podcast I listen to where it's like a guy talking most of the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll do interviews and like he's clearly smoking in the interviews because somebody will be in the middle of talking or something and you'll just hear.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right, man.
Yep.
Good for you, King.
But I was in such denial for a long time about like marketing. I was like, what do you mean? Like we were learning about ads and why it was so bad. Like, market Joe Camel, and it's like, oh, like kids are interested in smoking. I was like, I don't buy this. This is bullshit. No way. And then, like, as I got older, I was like, yeah, fucking Joe Cool is so cool. Like,
yeah,
I mean, he's
cool.
Like,
just
he's
a cool guy.
Joe Camel is smoking so many cigarettes and doing so much cool stuff.
He's hot. He's sexy.
He's like a hot camel.
His nose looks like a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. What more could you want?
What more could you want?
He's tough. He's charming. He doesn't take himself too seriously.
No. Yeah. What if they made Camel make an ad campaign where he's dying of cancer?
They have that. Somebody made that.
I'm sure someone's made that. I mean, was
called
it Joe Banksy?
Chemo.
Probably.
Joe Chemo.
God. Gross. Yeah,
Boo.
That's the other thing. The thing that the cigarette companies did really well, though, is that like because there was legislated that they had to make ads against smoking, is that they made their ads against smoking so cringe and uncool that it also just made the smoking seem cool.
Yeah.
like we really shouldn't have put them in charge.
Uh-huh.
He's got a whole family of camels.
Do they smoke?
He has kids. Yeah. Do the kids smoke?
No, it's him and his camel his brothers, and they all love blasting ciggies.
What are they?
For Christmas. They're singing Christmas caroling. Carols.
I thought they were looking at
so cool.
But not the non-camel version. I'm just like family of adult men all smoking in sunglasses, caroling.
Yeah. Hark the herald angels sing.
Yeah, that is the worst thing about smoking is the coughing that you have.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You are gonna cough more disgustingly than anyone else in America.
It's true.
Or I don't know why I said America.
Yeah,
in the world. But I did.
In the world.
God, what a cool
guy. And you cough up the worst shit. Also,
you do cough
the beer in a cig in your weird pool. Overlooking the city of the beautiful city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Beer? It appears that he lives in Bojack Horseman's house up on the hills.
Beer, though, it looks like he's drinking it. Like, what were those chocolate milks that came in? Like a Yoo-hoo. He's been drinking a Yoo-hoo.
Why does he only have three fingers sometimes? No, he always has three fingers. Why does he only have three fingers?
He has three fingers and a thumb.
And a thumb.
Yeah. You only need the three, right?
To smoke, yeah.
Well, you only need a three for basically everything. Like, if your pinky disappeared, would you really miss a lot?
I would. What?
I don't think so. I think you'd be fine.
Yeah. What is my phone supposed to rest on?
I use it for crocheting. I use my pinky a lot.
Sean, you got to use your pinky more.
Yeah.
That's why
fucking skill
issue. It's huge for basketball. That's God, the pinky is... incredibly important for shooting.
For basketball, for Yakuza. Yeah. That's true. Can't handle blade without pinky.
You can't press buttons you need your pinky for.
I've been proven very wrong. I apologize for what I said and how
big pinky's never going to let you in the lobby and now.
Yeah.
How's our progress on that brick? That onion brick?
Oh, onion brick the onion lobby brick. So has been made because we forgot about it entirely and then didn't do anything.
We have to do it.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
We have to sponsor Brick. It's true.
Brick.
We have to sponsor Onion Brick.
By Ben Folds 5. I did that just because I wanted to see John laugh. I knew John would laugh at that.
It was a good laugh.
Really enjoyed that. He really liked that one. He really liked that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Because now I'm just trying. Now I'm just trying to think of writing an entire song now instead of being about abortion. It's about
you should eat onions because they're the ninjas of food.
Uh huh. If you want to be a ninja of food with us, you can support us over on Patreon. I'm not reading the actual outro. I should do that. If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is produced by Jordan Mallory, directed by Alan Iverson, thanks AI, with music by Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast at ifyouredriving.com, which will also give you access to perks like video versions of every episode, producer notes with all the JPEGs we described. This one, you'll get some good dog photos, as well as a lot of Joe Camel.
A lot of pictures of Joe Camel.
And it's all pretty great. All those JPEGs, a monthly stream, our Discord community, behind-the-scenes content, and more. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving, Blue Sky at ifyouredriving.com. Email us at podcast@ifyouredriving.com. Follow me, that's John, at Floppy Adult, pretty much everywhere, Nikki Godsua, and at Nikki Grayson on Blue Sky. Godsua is on Twitter, of course. LB is at Hunk Tears, but is still taking a social media hiatus. You can find them on our Discord. And Jordan's at Jordan_Mallory. As well as at Jordo on Blue Sky. And also, please go to jordstrom.net for all of your wares. We have some reviews, correct?
Yeah, so if you want to help us out, but you can't afford the $5 a month to join our Patreon, or you've already done that and you want to figure out how to help us another way, one excellent way to help your favorite podcasters is to leave us a 5-star review and let the whole world know how much you like listening to us. Here are a couple of recent ones. Grossimian says, ! IYDCYE, if you're driving, close your eyes, is my favorite true crime podcast. I'm extremely invested in finding out how this child kidnapping situation is resolved. Mm-hmm. Well, have resolved it. It's no longer a kidnapping, and it's now just the part of, we've expanded school to include kidnapping as part of school.
You know what I appreciate about that review? What? Is that someone is going to come to us thinking that we're a true crime podcast. And it's
I really hope so.
And then we'll get the juice, right?
Really hope so.
Yeah, and I can change the category right now.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay. That's what y'all said last time. So.
Kirby 16 says, if you're reading this, I love your podcast. I love you freaks. Y'all never fail to make my day, smiley face. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
And if you feel the same way as these two nice people, let us know.
Yeah, those are great.
And
reviews.
Let the whole internet know, specifically. With a 5-star review.
Let them all know. Thank you so much.
Let them all know.
You're good, by the way. You can open your eyes. Nikki, do you want to take us out?
The top 5 free apps on the App Store right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are Temu, number 1.
Okay.
Threads, an Instagram app, number 2.
Oh, that's really
Microsoft Copilot. Number 3.
What the fuck does Microsoft Copilot?
That's the AI thing.
ChatGPT.
Yikes.
And then number 4 is ChatGPT. Number 5, Shein.
Oh.
Would you like to guess what number 35 is? You'll never get it. I'll give you what's around it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay? 33 is Uber. 34 is Twitter. Mm-hmm. 36 is Discord. And 37 is Airbnb. 38 is PayPal. Okay, what is 35?
Target.
Good guess.
A bank?
It's something called Lemon 8.